Okay, here we are. Welcome back. Professor Dr. Herr Karlstrom is with us tonight. You are French, aren't you? Or is that Irish? Or are you Hindu?
Well, welcome it's a Swedish back, name all the way. My middle name is Thor, after my father. So, yeah, we're pretty Scandinavian.
Your middle name is Thor, and your brother's name was Five, and I know what your sister's name was.
No, Thor. Like, you know, the guy with the hammer.
I know. I heard you.
Okay.
Very good. Very good. All right. Now that we've insulted several groups of people, we have, look, I'm beginning to think now, and I put this in the little teaser under Eric's name and guess, that we're all TIs now. This is a worldwide global genocide. We're all TIs. We're being messed with on many different levels, some far worse than others. But, I mean, this is a TI planet now.
I agree. And that's why I think that this discussion that we've had over, you know, for quite a while now is so important. There have been a lot of targeted individuals over the last 40, 50, 60 years who have tried to understand, you know, the technology, the program, as it's sometimes called, and some of them very, very smart, and they did a remarkable job. And then now we have actual testimony of neuroscientists that work for the CIA, like Dr. Robert Duncan. We have, many, many military people who've written many, many papers in military journals, which talk about this neurowarfare as a new unconventional warfare. This is a new world war. And yes, of course, now we're all subjected to these psychological warfare techniques, these directed energy weapons, these neuro weapons, sometimes called neocortical warfare. And so, you know, it behooves us, I think, as a matter of self-defense, to try to come to grips with what these weapons are. And, you know, many, many official sources like, you know, Brezhnev and various Soviet leaders and the UN and the EU have all said this is the technological equivalent of the atomic bomb. It's a weapon of mass destruction. The Soviets wouldn't even go near it. Stalin wouldn't agree to go into this. And it wasn't until after he died in 1953 that the U.S. really started their MKUltra program, and then it was damn the torpedoes, all speed ahead. We're going to control the brain.
Sure.
They had very, very smart scientists working back then, very smart and top secret capacities with the Macy Conference and the Bluebird, Artichoke, MKUltra, all these different chatter, all these mind control programs, top secret stuff. And all of that, of course, is being rolled out now. As you say, we are more and more targeted, all targeted, with these technologies. So, the first principle, we're in a war. We better understand who the enemy is and what weapons the enemy has. And this is what I was hoping to continue talking tonight about, Jeff. We talked a little bit about Dr. Robert Duncan's PowerPoint in 2014 called The Science of Mind Manipulation, EEG Heterodyning, which stands for Electroencephalographic Heterodyning Remote Mind Control. And, you know, I've been studying this now for quite a while. My gang-stalking mindcontrolcults.com website, I started in 2016. I became aware that I was being maliciously and ferociously targeted in 2013, although now I realize it went back much further. These are very, very clever programs that involve many aspects of our society, you know, but driven by the military and intelligence and corporate sector. You know, to take out political opponents and use people for weapons testing and medical research and abuse and things like that. Many different reasons for mind control. But this is the new warfare. The United States came out of, you know, the bipolar world in 1989 when the Iron Curtain came down, the Berlin Wall came down, and the United States was...
We're in the bisexual world. Or is that trisexual world?
Well, I think, yeah, you know, it's very incredible, incredibly strange series of happenings. But, you know, at that time, there was a real talk, okay, we've lost our main enemy now. We've restructured the world. Now the U.S. is the superpower, so now we're going to have a peace dividend. Our defense budget will be cut. We'll pound our... you know, swords into plowshares and all this good stuff. Well, that didn't happen. What they decided to do, and we talked about Richard Zafransky's article, Neocortical Warfare, the acme of skill. I call it the acne of evil. He's in 1994 writing a paper for Military Review of that name saying, okay, now we're going to have to, you know, use, you know, the greatest skill, like Sun Tzu said, you know, and we'll have to defeat our enemy without fighting, you know. And, of course, all warfare is based on deception. So all the deception, manipulation, psychological operations, dirty tricks from the Cold War were then applied to this new form of warfare, now going after any individual anywhere in the world that the powers that be don't like, and any group. And this, of course, done with frequencies, you know, electronic warfare, with signals intelligence from the NSA over a broad spectrum of electromagnetic frequencies. And they've been doing that since World War II. Most people don't know that. And also all these psychological operations. We sometimes call it gang stalking, but what it is World War III. We're in World War III, and these people are pulling out every trick in the book against individuals and groups. And you're right, now we're all targeted because it's a continuation. The COVID injection is really a continuation. What we're moving towards is a slavery system whereby individuals are merged with machinery. This is called cybernetics. And now we're going to make humans into bio-robot slaves for the elite. And that's what, of course, the injections do over a period of time, and even to some extent, which is a bioweapon, of course, and even to some extent the COVID, disease itself, another bioweapon. But so, you know, TIs, of course, are suffering greatly and have been for many decades without understanding what's happening to them. They've been the beta test.
That's a tragedy because they could never figure it out. It made no sense. Why me? What's all? Is this really happening to me? Am I imagining this? It was the cruelest of the cruel to do that to people. Now, thank God, at least they know that they're targeted, many of them, and they know what to expect. Doesn't make it any easier. But they know it's real.
Yes, they know. Of course, the cover story was always that the victim, the target, was crazy. And indeed, many of the symptoms that are induced in this process are identical with the symptoms of schizophrenia, and that's deliberate. And so, or paranoid delusion or whatever. And so the whole psychological profession with their diagnostic and statistical manual 5 is trained now to say, oh, this person is hearing voices. Well, this person is being followed or thinks they're being followed. Well, then they must be schizophrenic, delusional, paranoid, you know, send them off to the... And that's the whole, you know, psychiatric reprisal strategy that the Soviets were using all during their tenure. So, yeah, in fact, if we look back, we see, and this is what I'm so, I don't know, I can't say jazzed, but it's become crystal clear to me that the, you know, from studying many, many documents and this great movie, The Minds of Men, by Aaron and Melissa Dykes, that this program of enslaving people with cybernetics goes back to the Macy Conferences in 1942, right into World War II. So the owners, the controllers of the United States and Britain and the Soviet Union were all on board, and this was what was happening in secret, to put together the cybernetic capability, and it was Dr. Norbert Wiener at MIT, the mathematician, the Jewish mathematician genius, who figured out how to interpret the EEG patterns, the electroencephalograph patterns off of the brain, using Fourier or spectral analysis is a quantitative technique, and then made a device called the autocorrelator in 1955, which would send and receive signals to the brain along 12 channels. That was happening in 1955, and then of course this got picked up with the MK Ultra program, and by the 1960s, you know, the CIA had more or less stopped their emphasis on LSD and other psychotropic drugs, and they were moving into electronic remote activation of the human subject, is what they called it in MK Ultra Subproject 119, that's 1959 when that subproject got going, and so we can be assured that many of the people that we would now consider TIs were enrolled involuntarily in this MK Ultra Subproject 119 in 1959 and onwards. We have many, many accounts of this kind of thing where the state, you know, using science, using the best scientists, using the military, using the intelligence agencies and the corporations, has learned how to break the human will, the human spirit, you know, control the person. And so that, I think, is a good introduction to bring us back to Dr. Robert Duncan, where we talked a little bit last time. There's so much on this, Jeff, but I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd just like to mention a few of the major conclusions that he came to in this PowerPoint in 2014, because it's a bridge. It helps the average person who's not super technical to understand what's happening. And Duncan thinks, okay, this is this new science, the program, the technology is a blend of psychology and physics. He says it's the culmination of all human knowledge, which is, you know, very arrogant and narrow-minded, if you ask me, as an earth scientist. But he says things like, okay, EEG heterodyning is the mixing of brain signals of a target by a group of handlers who are able to send and receive signals to that targeted brain, because the brain has no firewall, or it can be by AI or artificial intelligence, and that's the goal. So he's saying the brain is the hardware, the mind is the software, and that the technology is used to help for them to create and manipulate these shooters, the Manchurian candidates. So now we know what's behind the Vegas shooters and so many of these others. These people are not criminals. These are victims. The real criminal is sitting at a computer screen, probably in some graduate school office, you know, working on contracts with his supervisor in a neuroscience program. Also, remote-controlled soldiers, and also, of course, TIs, which they call here interrogation targets, politicians. Now we have an explanation for why so many of our politicians act like robots and say stupid things, and I think that many, many, many of them would be in this manner controlled remotely. This is such an evil program that most people can't begin to wrap their minds around it.
You can't blame them.
Well, but see, with this, with, they can't do it. But with this PowerPoint, I'm encouraging people to kind of look at that post on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website, which has 1800 some posts. I could do, you know, I could do a whole college major on this subject now.
It's under your name and guest. You must have been one hell of a fascinating lecturer when you were teaching for those two
women. Well, I thank you. I didn't hear that a lot from my students, but they mostly stayed awake, so I think that's a good sign. But 30 years, you learn to come to grips with, you know, complex material and then kind of summarize it and, you know, simplify it sometimes for the students. And that's a technique and a skill that is required. So that's what I, of course, did. But going on, some of the purpose of the program, again, is to interrogate, in other words, torture, to spy, because he pulled the ideas right out of the person's mind or the inventions, if it's a very clever person and you want their skill and their knowledge or their artistic production. You can just pull it right out of their minds. It can be used to kill them, can be used to disable them, of course, drive them crazy. And then, it can be used for all kinds of things, for incorporating cognitive models, in the Human Brain Project and things like that, the Obama Brain Project. And according to Duncan, the purpose of this show was to explore ways to block the technology. Okay, now he's wearing his white hat. He's going to help the TIs now. Although he was working on this very technology, which I'm sure disabled, harmed, and probably suicided and or killed many people. So he's got a leg, a white hat, and a black hat here. But he's trying to educate the world. He's maybe had a change of heart. So he's got some defense ideas, countermeasures. Well, you could maybe interfere with the signal, of course, NSA, SIGINT, or Signals Intelligence. You could add noise. You could dampen the signal. You could add sensory stimuli. When I go to sleep at night, Jeff, I wear headphones and I listen to a CD made by a guy named Dave Case, who's an electrical engineer in Tennessee, who gives these things away free. And what that does is it puts all, it's kind of a noise thing, which interrupts any incoming signal, supposedly.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And it actually has helped. It has reduced the tinnitus and my weird dreams. It has reduced the weird dreams because they really try to program you at night when you're very vulnerable in your sleep patterns for the next day. But anyway, other ideas would be...
They can ruin your whole day. You know, that's... Excuse me, but that... I've had, in the last 2 weeks, two really awful dreams. And they have definitely left a bad mental, emotional taste in my mouth for the next day. Really ugly stuff.
And I know exactly what you're talking about. They can put in, it's like movie clips. They can put in your brain very strange stuff. Things that this is not your dream. You know it's coming from somewhere else, and you know it's very dark. And this is the people that are doing this are very, very dark. And me, the death penalty would be too kind. Of course, I'm on the other end of it.
Hey, listen, but, you're not joking. There are a lot of people who just do not deserve to be on this planet. I don't mind saying
Well, these people, I think, are amongst the greatest criminals, because this is perhaps one of the greatest crimes against humanity, is to rob people of their free will and their sovereignty as a human being in God. And now, of course, they're going even further with altering the DNA program and turning us into biorobots with the injection. So it's really a continuation of the same thing. But the idea of transforming humans into human robots goes right back to this guy, Dr. Norbert Wiener, back at MIT, who wrote a book in 1950 called The Human Use of Human Beings. So he, of course, he's Jewish. He was with his compadres there, his elitist compadres, looking forward to a day when the society as a whole would be robotized slaves. Now, that was supported at the highest level, secretly, by our government in 1948, 1950, which means that you and I, Jeff, have been betrayed by our government and, of course, the rest of our citizenry without our knowledge. Because these were like Manhattan's project things with billions of dollars per year going to them, but secret. And okay, it's all compartmentalized, you know, in the CIA and the government and whatnot. But the people that own our government were putting this program together as far back as World War II. And this, to me, is a huge revelation, because if you put together the minds of men, movie, you know, Melissa Dykes summarizes it and says, you know, what all of humanity or the human experience, the human organism can be described as being dependent on their environment. Okay, so if they, the military or the scientists or whatever, can alter the environment or tweak the environment, external and internal environment, then they can control the individual. This is the whole premise of the targeting process. And we find the exact same terminology in Richard Zafransky's Neocortical Warfare, The Acme of Skill, in 1994 from Military Review. He's talking about controlling the external and the internal environment. The external they can control, of course, with all these flying monkeys, these gang stalkers, these perps, these special operation forces, these surveillance role players, the street theater, the skits, the psychological operations. The internal they can control with the frequencies and, you know, inserting the voices, inserting the dreams, inserting subliminal messages. So this is a diabolical system which must be destroyed. This is my goal in life now, you know. It's like that's my goal. It might be unrealistic, but this has to be exposed and destroyed.
No, I agree.
Or else humanity is toast.
That's right. What the interesting thing is, and you just mentioned it again, is how many books have been written laying it all out in broad daylight 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago in some cases. They've been telling us what they're going to do. It's amazing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and, you know, it is technical stuff. It's highly technical. And, of course, that will scare off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, you know, for your listeners, I do have 5 websites, and on my music website, ericcarlstrom.com, my latest recording is a series of, I think, 67 soundtracks, which in which I narrate different parts of my gang-stalking, mind-control, cults.com website, and, you know, highlights. And so within a four and a half hour period, they can, you know, if you're a TI, you might want to listen to this. And learn about the process which is now destroying you. I mean, that's the whole point, is, you know, to destroy you again with the 5 D's, the deception, the disruption, the denial, the destruction, and degradation. I mean, these people are so evil, and they're doing it, of course, to their fellow citizens, which of course is treason. So again, these people deserve, I mean, hanging, firing squad, electric chair, this would be too kind for these people, in my opinion.
No, I am with you. When you get to that level of evil, that's too kind. Hold on a minute. Eric and I'll be right back.
Yep.
Don't worry. Don't worry out there. Story today. I think it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. It's the Babylon Bee that they're saying Hillary Clinton is considering losing again in 2024. Think about it. Who do the communists have to run? I mean, I don't know. Look, who takes it seriously? It's all scripted. It's showbiz. But that would be pretty damn funny. You got to think about it.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, I was listening to several recent interviews with Catherine Austin Fitz, who I think is a kind of a heroine for both of us and really understands what's happening.
Yeah,
and she makes the distinction between official reality, which of course is the matrix of lies, and reality. And you know, a large percentage, of course, perhaps the majority, live in this matrix of lies. And in fact, Dr. Robert Nunkin, who we're talking about, wrote his first book was called The Matrix, Deciphering the Matrix, and then his second book's called Project Soul Catcher, Secrets of Cyber and Cyber Warfare Revealed, or something like that. So he is trying. And going back to his points here, again, if there's a brilliant, you know, 19 or 20 year old out there, please listen up. You might save humanity here, because we're very technical here. But his defense ideas or countermeasures, every weapon system, you know, in the history of the military, you know, over time, they find countermeasures and defensive mechanisms. So we have to generate these, to save our brains, which have no firewall, we have to figure out how to, here's his ideas, interfere with the signal, add noise, dampen the signal, add sensory stimuli, jam the signal going into the brain, or jam the return signal of the sensors. So, you know, they've got very good sensors, and they've got the means to project with the satellites and supercomputers. They've got the means to project these signals into our brain, again, the EEG heterodyning. And he says, because the methods of attack can happen over an entire electromagnetic spectrum, and again, coming from our good old NSA that we pay with our tax dollars, no one countermeasure blocks all the energy. Okay, so that's very important. He is talking about how do we defeat this system. And again, I'm not a physicist. I'll never figure out how to do this, but I'll bet you there's people in this country that can do that. And if we can get them on the problem, you know, get those genius 18-year-olds, 15-year-olds, whatever, on this problem, it'll get solved. So then he goes on, and here's a reason to solve it. He says EEG cloning is a specific case of EEG heterodyning and is the term used when there is 100% control over the victim, who is now transformed into a human robot or biorobot. Again, total evil, total evil. And then he goes on to say that this process of EEG cloning, which they are trying to do with thousands and millions as we speak, requires a live person-to-person interface called brain-to-brain or BBI interface, but they're hoping that this can be augmented with repetitive AI programs. And now here gets a little technical, but I'll just run through this just for those geniuses who want to get a little grounding before they jump off and solve this problem. The brain components that are manipulated, according to Dr. Duncan, he has nice little graphics of neurons, axons, dendrites, organelles, synapses, synaptic connections, axon terminals, neural receptor sites, myelin sheaths, glial cells. Of course, this is not my field, but it's his. Neural networks, resonance networks, neural transmitters, micro and macro circuits, DNA protein generation, neural inhibitors, electromagnetic resonance, passive ion channels, active ion pumps, and he talks about channel density. So now it gets into the real biology of the brain. And how is the brain altered? Well, through applying energy, ultrasonic pressure waves, microwaves, circular polarized beams or EM cyclones, gamma rays, 2D phased arrays like HARP, beam steering and forming, non-lethal weapons, neuroweapons, etc., directed energy weapons. And what are the techniques used? Well, radio-hypnotic intracerebral control, RHIC, was developed, Jeff, before the Kennedy assassination and was probably used in that operation.
That underscores what I often yammer about, and that's that technology is 30 years, 40 years ahead of what they admit or what they'll let us know about, depending on the discipline. They're way ahead. Crazy.
Way ahead. That's their major advantage. You know, they stalled the 911 truth movement. You know, how'd they bring the buildings down? Was it directed energy weapons? Was it nanothermite? You know, and of course, it probably was in the building bombs, probably even a small mini nuke. But the point is that they're technologically ahead. They can keep us going around in circles trying to figure out what they're doing. But yeah, RHIC, and EDM, Electronic Dissolution of Memory, were used, according to Lincoln Lawrence in his book, 1967 book, Were We Controlled in the JFK Assassination, were used in that operation. So, and then remote neuromonitoring, SSSS or S-Squad, these many, many, many techniques. But he says only emotions, speech, smells, touch, and taste, hearing and vision can be projected into the brain. Okay, that's good to know. So they can change your emotions. They can put words in there. They can make an artificial smell.
In other words, it ain't your brain anymore. It belongs to
them. Exactly. And then he says the frequencies to which the various areas of the brain respond range from 3 to 50 hertz. And only NSA signals intelligence, or SIGINT, modulates signals in this frequency band. Okay, that's important to know. And then he says, okay, a little more detail. 10 hertz will affect the motor control cortex or motor impulse coordination. 15 hertz is the auditory or hearing cortex. 25 hertz, visual cortex. 9 hertz, somatosensory cortex, which is a fake sense of touch. 20 hertz is your thought center, which you can impose subliminal thoughts.
And if you don't think for a minute what Eric is telling you, this is crucially important, has a role to play in why Americans are just sitting back and injecting themselves with a suicidal bioweapon. What do you think's going on? People are being messed with. They're out of the game.
It's very sad. It's very sad. Of course, you know, there have been the mind control from the propaganda, you know, all along. And, you know, the people that watch the mainstream media tend to be the ones that go out and get the injections. And that's been that way for decades. But this is a step further, and they can be used together. It is very, very dark. There is one group of people who apparently want to profit from the enslavement and genocide of everyone else. Now, we can talk about that at another time, perhaps, because it becomes clear if you look at history who that group is. But anyway, he talks about trauma-based conditioning is a time-tested way to indoctrinate a human robot into armies and such. And, of course, that's what's used in this targeting process to create a monarch or military mind-control slave. He says also the trauma-based conditioning methods are the easy way to differentiate naturally occurring mental illness from government-sponsored mental illness.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, we've had government-sponsored, it's like we have government-sponsored terrorism, you know, with the government doing 9/11, and then the government's identifying all these terrorists out there who they don't like. Right. It's the same thing here, you know. Always the projection of onto the other, you know, of what you're doing. That's the way the Illuminati works. So what does it feel like? People under heterodyning or cloning do not experience a whole gestalt sense of self, Dr. Duncan says. They do experience, oftentimes, something like demonic possession, alien abduction, a kind of disassociation. He said, imagine Spock in a mind meld. He also mentions the Holy Ghost. He says voice hearers represent 5% of the population, but only about 1% are affected negatively. I'm not sure about his statistics. But he also says when you lose your senses in heterodyning, this is what we would also expect from ESP. extrasensory perception. He also says MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging, results of functional voice hearers and schizophrenics are nearly identical. So you have to remember, you know, it's the electromagnetic force. So you can have the EEG, the electroencephalographic or electroencephalogram, or the MEG, the magnetoencephalogram, to measure brain activity, and they're both used, and they're both, of course, happening at the same time. So, you know, this is just a minefield or just a wealth of information. He says the effects on targets of lowering the threshold levels of all your neurons or similarly increasing the frequency of firing in the biasing neurons include something like fibromyalgia, which is also known as chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah.
Golly! Mania or schizophrenia and sleep deprivation, to name a few. Now, this whole thing about fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome suggests that, okay, now we're dealing with an electronic interference, but it's producing something like chronic fatigue syndrome, which affected many, many people, and many people associate with vaccines. So, again, now we have the overlap between vaccines and electronic interference, such as 5G, and the vaccines. Very hard to tell the one effect from the other.
Yes, yes. Wow, you see, what you've just laid out are probably five or six different programs on each one of these technologies and what they can be used for. And they're just pouring out. They're everywhere. This is worse than shooting fish in a barrel. I mean, we are no contest for these people. That doesn't mean we give up, but we've got to avail ourselves of the information that Dr. Carlstrom is presenting now. This is serious business. And I do again say that the bioweapon they're giving people and people are electing to take is so damn sophisticated and has so many pathways of killing people. It is the most evil thing that has ever been created in a physiological, biological sense on this planet. I really believe that. And I'm talking about the spike protein. That's it. That thing is just horrific.
Yeah, and you know, Jeff, I think the amazing thing that I'm coming to, and I think many of us probably are, is that 9/11 was carried out by the same people with the same agenda. This mind control operation and the vaccine injection, all part of the same takeover plan, the world conquest plan, again, which goes back, you know, generations, millennia even. And again, we need to talk about in the future, because it's not that hard to identify the group that has worked so hard to bring this about. But anyway, going back to the science of it, he says, again, it's difficult to prove the EEG heterodyning is happening. So this is why targeted individuals are at such a loss to prove anything. Plus, the courts are bought and paid for, and the police are in on it. But he says, because it requires very specialized, expensive signal intelligence expertise and equipment. And he says, you must show across the entire power spectrum a correlation to brain state changes. You must look at narrow band, ultra wide band, and everything in between in the electromagnetic spectrum. So again, all of these weapons have been developed over many, many decades, and now they're being rolled out. Again, we have to kind of think, you know, it's very difficult for a TI to imagine what's really going on. You have supercomputers hooked up with satellites. You have handlers, sometimes called a cybernetic hive mind, operators who are connected to your brain and can observe your brain wave activity and electronically interject these moods, thoughts, suggestions, etc.
Yeah. They can control you. You make them do what you would never do on your own. They can do anything.
Yes.
And it's so hard.
It's of course, I've experienced this as a targeted individual, and this is what I fight, you know. And, you know, our mutual acquaintance, Brian Tu, another TI, talked about this. He says, you know, well, when they get you 100% so they can predict every one of your responses, you know, you're really done. Then you're the bio robot, you know. Meanwhile, you have some free will, and you are battling with them for control of your own brain. But now the mind of the target is no longer contained within his own brain. It is now, you know, it's kind of somewhere in this netherworld between the operators, the handlers, and the brain of the target. It's this mind meld electronic thing, which is very difficult to imagine. Sure. But again, the graphics in this PowerPoint help.
Yep. Where is the PowerPoint again? I've got it under your name and guest, but is there? They can just go to your site and find it, right?
Yeah, the
it
post
should be under your name. Let me double check.
Yeah, post is Dr. Robert Duncan, The Science of Mind Manipulation.
It's right there under
EEG.
Eric's name.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I really recommend, especially if you're a TI, spend some time with these graphics and, you know, try to get the bigger picture. It's very difficult because you're being accosted, you're being abused, you're being harassed, you're being assaulted, you're being insulted, you know, the 5Ds and all that stuff. But you understand that this is a warfare weapon, very, very sophisticated, very, very advanced. And it's being used against you. Of course, you never consented to it. Of course, you're innocent of crimes, but for some reason, the power structure to put you on the list. And now you are, for whatever reason, your life is being destroyed. And government money, taxpayer money is being paid to do this. And this is another point, Jeff. I mean, you know, at what point are the American people going to stand up and say, this is not the best way for us to spend our money, torturing our fellow citizens?
Because you know,
that could happen to us next week.
when and if we ever take control of the EMF and all of these things you've been alluding to, when we can control that kind of technology, we might have a chance. That's how I see it. It's overwhelming what they're doing to us.
It is. It's a full court press, if you I use the basketball term. They're pulling everything out, pulling out all the stops.
Oh, yeah.
And it's overwhelming, and but as you say, we can't give up. Duncan, who, what's that?
We should not give up. Of course not. As long as we got one person left who can think, we're going to keep at it.
Yeah, yeah. We have to keep at it. You know, this is one of these guys, Duncan, who obviously, you know, thought the technology was really fun and cool and got carried away with the scientific challenge of it. And, you know, thrown into a role where he is playing God over other people's lives. And he's, you know, doing these mega experiments, you know, mind experiments and saying, well, our supercomputers could handle 7 billion people if we just did this and that and the other, you know.
He's saying that. These are AI supercomputers. He's saying we're at that point now, and this was some years ago.
This is 2014. Yeah. Well, he says a couple contradictory things, but he's laying out the
the
equation
not
there.
Off the mark, if he is at all.
Yeah.
That's the kind of tech we're up against. Think about it. It's true. Staggering. Wow.
It is staggering, and the fact is that, you know, I feel betrayed, of course, because I'm a TI. You know, he does mention in there, he's got some very interesting notes underneath his slides, and I've copied those also. He's, you know, you can just tell he's lecturing, and he throws out a few words to prompt this thought and that thought. And one of the things that we talked about last time, he says, well, you know, is it really evil? You know, you have to look at the bigger picture. I mean, is it really evil for a lion to kill a gazelle? And is it really evil for, you know, people to, you know, gang up on a fellow human and destroy them, you know, and he implies there's some higher purpose here, which I'm afraid eludes me. It totally escapes me. To me, it's just the ninth circle of hell that they have created and that they are executing, and they're calling it war by other means, or, you know, unconventional warfare or whatever. They're calling it the acme of skill. This is where our taxpayer dollars are going. We have psychopathic rulers, and they have been, you know, conning us and propagandized. The Pentagon has an $800 billion a year budget. $4 billion a year is devoted to propaganda. And with the repeal of the Smith-Wundt Act several years ago, the Pentagon can just lie to us, bald-faced lies. And, of course, that's what they do.
God, they've been doing that forever, of course.
Well, they do, and I see it on the street. I mean, I meet these special operations forces people, you know, who are playing this role or that role or whatever, and they just, you know, they're actors. They're conning you. They're manipulating you. They're deceiving you. This is our taxpayers' dollars. I'm a retired professor. I'm not exactly a criminal. I am a critic of government, and I'm sure that's probably how I got on the list. But the fact that the state, with all these weapons and all these different, you know, intelligence and military operations, is targeting individuals like myself, means that this country is, well, you know, it's in terminal freefall now. But this communist revolution times, this is the worst. This is the world's greatest communist revolution in the trajectory with the French and Russian revolution.
You got it.
Yeah.
You totally got it. Yep. I wish people could see it. I know you.
Well, it's the dual conspiracy, communism and Zionism. Communism to destroy all the nations, Zionism to build up the Zionist superstate, which will rule the world. I mean, this is, you know, you don't have to be a genius to read all the books that point in this direction, you know. All you have to do is read. All you have to do is investigate. If you're not afraid to do that, and of course many people are afraid to go there, but this is a very evil technology. You can see why the military wants it, creating super soldiers, you know, but they're turning it on our own people too.
Number one
cause
of death.
So I hear the music.
Eric, get this. Number one cause of death among U.S. adults aged 18 to 45. Number one cause of death. What do you think? I'll tell you.
I don't know.
The Chinese are very happy. It's called fentanyl. Number one. How's that?
Well, yeah, of course, that's another way to incapacitate somebody and kill them. Slow kill, soft kill, silent kill.
That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Okay.
Well, we have to
Merry
stay
Christmas.
Strong, Jeff. And
yeah, we will.
Yeah, you know, you too. I was listening
Thank
to
you.
Great Christmas carols earlier, so I wish you the best Christmas, Jeff. And many thanks for all your work, and I'm amazed
Thank
by
you.
your continuing energy. It's great, you know, so we'll
Thank
just
you.
Do our best. That's all we can.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much, Eric. You
okay,
be well.
Thanks, Jeff. Merry okay. Christmas.
Good night. You too. All right, gang, that's it for Thursday. Tomorrow night is Friday, and let's see. Admiral Cooper tomorrow night. And Jeff and Erica will be back, hour three, and do our little thing three times a week now. We're trying to keep you as well appraised of this guesstimate that we have to do. It's projective science. We're doing the best we can with what we have, and I think we're out in front. I think the information you're getting here, especially from Erica, is the best. We will be back tomorrow night. Thanks for being here.